Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, Paul Watson in the United Kingdom, webmaster, editor for PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, with his brother Steve Watson. They also run my site, Infowars.net. He pulled out some of his meager savings out of the bank in the last week and tried to go buy gold in and around Sheffield, England, where he lives. And guess what? They're sold out everywhere. So then he tried to go downtown today, and there were lines around the block at the few places that had gold. They had run out. They had run out of gold at almost all the shops and companies in Germany, in Russia, in India, in China, just within a day or two of a small percentage of the know-it-all yuppie establishment worldwide finding out that their precious New World Order banks might be planning to cheat them, the gold disappeared. Ted Anderson, because he's been in the gold and silver business for 30 years, it'll be 30 years come this January, because he has sources, he is barely able to get gold, and he's able to do something that really no other major dealer that we know of is able to. He's able to get it at bullion prices. But the point is, everything we told you is now unfolding, ladies and gentlemen. It is unfolding right now before our very eyes. I've been monitoring the financial TV channels, the financial publications, the neocon talk shows, and they are now telling everyone it's going to be a depression. And so the fact that they, from their powerful positions, are saying that, it's a foregone conclusion. They are now putting out the official story that greedy Americans caused all this and that we are all greedy and evil and deserve what's happening to us and that austerity is how we'll all have to live now. Not that the International Crime Syndicate created all this false liquidity by design to buy real assets or that they engineered its controlled collapse. The only place you're going to find that is from a few top economists, a few people out there like Nobel Prize winner Joseph Stiglitz, who will admit they engineered it. You will find it at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You will find that vital truth, of course, in my book, 9/11 Descent into Tyranny, written 6.5 years ago plus, more than 6.5 years ago. And so I'm going to break down what we're seeing unfold right now as the market continues to fall today. It's lost well over 1,000 points in the last, 5 days of trading, the last few days of last week. We're going back to Monday. So that'd be 5, 6, 7 days of trading now that we are into market trading. So we're going to be breaking that down. Here's a headline. After rate cuts, investors already ready for more. A round of coordinated interest rate cuts failed to calm global stock markets, fueling speculation that governments will have to do even more to tackle the credit crisis, i.e. pump trillions more to themselves in the financial markets, nothing to Main Street. So they're going to protect themselves and consolidate their power, destroy what's left of any real industry, and annihilate the currencies. And as I've been telling you for years, it will not only be the dollar that plunges for those snickering and laughing in the EU. The euro is going to plunge. They want to hurt everybody except themselves in the elite circles. The Dow is down 136.60. NASDAQ down 14.45. S&P, Standard & Poor's, 13.56. It is down 136 points on the Dow Jones Industrials, and that's even a rigged top 30 because they take out the losers. So we will walk through all this. We'll talk to Paul Watson from England coming up in 30 minutes. Vitally important news and information straight ahead. Listen, you may know all about the New World Order and martial law and depression, but your friends and family don't, but they're finally ready to listen. Tell them, whether you're listening on AM or FM, internet, shortwave, satellite, to tune in right now to this radio show.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Release the
diamond
shell.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
You're free, and freedom is beautiful. And, you know, it'll take time to restore chaos and order, but we order out of chaos, but we will.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
That was a clip of President Bush from my 2005 film, American Dictators, saying it will take time to restore chaos, order out of chaos. That is the maxim of the New World Order of the social engineers. If you missed it, let's play it one more time for folks so everybody can understand very clearly what's happening right now.
You're free, and freedom is beautiful. And, you know, it'll take time to restore chaos and order, but we order out of chaos, but we will.
Gold is up more than $30 today. It's up, over $130-plus in the last 2 weeks. And, ladies and gentlemen, they have announced that the Mint in Canada can no longer get gold to make maple leaves. The British government is announcing they're running out of gold to stamp at their mint. They're British sovereigns and government-issued gold bullion. The U.S. Mint announced 2 weeks ago they were suspending sales indefinitely of the gorgeous 1 ounce and half ounce buffaloes. They are now suspending indefinitely sales of all of their other bullion. That is the American Eagles. Gone. They can't get the gold. to print them, to stamp them, to mint those suckers. But in paper, on the paper front, what do we have going on? On the paper front, gold is only up $100 and something. Now, in a true free market, if you can't get your hands on gold and silver, it is supposed to go up by 100%, maybe 200%. In a panic like this, it should be at its inflationary price of 1980, now close to $3,000 an ounce. But it's not. It's at $910 last time I checked 5 minutes ago. That sounds like a lot, but that is nothing. And as they say, you ain't seen nothing yet. When the public figures out they can't get gold and silver, Katie, bar the door. Katie, bar the door. That'll be joining us later in the show to tell us from a, he's one, you know, the largest independent gold brokers out there, what it is like. What it is like with some of the best sources in the world. Ted's having to get coins out of Africa, out of Asia, you name it. He's getting them from private owners, but they don't want to sell. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a meltdown. It is a run on gold with people foaming at the mouth to get it. And still, only about 2% of the population of investors, you can go pull those numbers up, have moved into physical possession of gold. When the paper holders of gold figure out that the positions couldn't be fulfilled. You see, they've been betting on gold being low. And that's what's been covered now on national television across the world. They're finally reporting it, which is causing the yuppies to run out feverishly looking for it. When people that are holding positions at gold at $850 and $807.90 and there's all these different positions out there, and when people say, okay, give me the gold, and they have to go cash that in, and they can't buy the gold? Woo-hoo! Boy, that's happening right now. And I kept telling people, I wouldn't hold paper gold. I don't care if it's a receipt for it. You are out of your mind if you're holding any paper out there right now. But I know, you know, we're just always right here. Why not listen to the mainstream people who are always wrong by design? It's not that they're stupid. They're in charge. They run the media. They own the media. They're the big private banks that figured out how to take over Western countries and get the population to accept their fiat currency for real assets. And so they bought up the world. And now they don't need us anymore. FCC probes role of military analysts in war-related broadcast. USA Today. Notice how the media will tell you about the tiniest little edge of Pentagon propaganda in the media. Meetings with Rumsfeld, with all the top military analysts for ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, local channels, going in and getting marching orders for television as paid propagandists, separately being paid by the Pentagon and not telling the public. That's nothing. That's nothing compared to billions and billions and billions that we know of, around $10 billion a year, in fake news going back into the Clinton administration and exploding under Bush. There were always agents of influence, CIA operatives and assets and people that were being handled by the different scores of private and government intelligence operations who would plant stories, be editors, work as gatekeepers. But in the mid-90s, they just said, well, how about we just pay billions of dollars, pay TV networks to produce news, to produce. The government pays to have an anti-gun or anti-family or anti-male message in their TV programs. That has come out. And so we sit up here freaking out, warning the public that when the Pentagon and the Department of Justice and the Department of Energy and Health and Human Services, all of them, have 100 million, 200 million, billion, 2 billion, 3 billion, 4 billion, 5 billion, depending on the agency, budgets, just for fake news, and the term I coined in the 90s, propaganda placement. You know, when the Army buys ads, say, in a movie like Anger Management, and you see Army of One ads throughout the movie, on billboards, on the sides of walls, and on magazines, and everywhere you look, yeah, I think they pay, what did it say, $1.5 million for that? That's product placement, but if it's a government message using taxpayer money, it is propaganda placement. And I've got all this financial news and information I want to go over, but the point here is, we're not in Kansas anymore when thousands and thousands and thousands of reporters are on government payroll secretly, and now 26,000 preachers. And remember, we broke this for you a year and a half before it was mainstream news. We got the secret documents. We had the pastor from Ohio on and another pastor. FEMA was waiting for them days later, threatening them to shut up, telling them you're not welcome in the local hospital. The feds did, even though one preacher had a big church, to come minister to the dying for free. Such federal control that the hospital was told, you're not welcome here, pastor. And by the way, you're being watched. And then it came out on the news that, yes, 26,000 preachers and growing. First 13, then 26. This year it's doubling. Doubling 26,000. 50-plus thousand. What, 54,000. And people are calling going, yeah, my preacher used to be good, but now he gave a sermon about turning your guns in and how going to camps was of the Lord and Romans 13 submission, and if the government wanted to take your children away, let them. They are paid to say that. They are paid to do that. They are paid to push that. And suddenly, people send me stuff from their Catholic church where there's, you know, a handout on Sunday about turning your guns in and not owning guns, being of the Lord, and doing what the police say. And Protestants come into my office, people I've known for years, like Raymond Teague from his Baptist church. And it's said in there, you're not allowed to talk about politics even when you're at lunch after church in a church group setting. And you are to submit to the government. There's been a huge project to do this, to steal all our wealth and set up a world government banking system. After the bankers engineered the crisis, they will then organize and manage the crisis they created and come out as the saviors with a command and control economy. That's what they're doing. A few days ago, I commissioned Paul Watson to do a detailed report. He's been so busy, he's done a basic one. But it's important. Bankers want world economic government to solve financial crisis they created. And he goes through all the mainstream places, the media, where they're pushing this. Very important story. You may know it's engineered. The public still doesn't. And a story that has finally captured people's attention. Yesterday it came out that not only is the former head of Goldman Sachs running the trillion dollar banker takeover, handing it over to his own brokerage firm, Goldman Sachs, and others, but that he has appointed his former crony, he has appointed Kashkari, Goldman Sachs executive Neil Kashkari, who's been appointed by Paulson to dole out the ill-gotten gains of the bailout to the rest of the corporate crooks. And finally, I was listening to talk radio yesterday in Dallas, in Austin, out of Houston, out of San Antonio, flipping through, and I heard multiple shows talking about it and saying, shows that had always been subservient to the system, saying, I can't believe this. This is out in the open. This is totally criminal. This is complete conflict of interest. This is amazing. Don't they care? And the answer is no. 40% of the country has the electronic voting machines that can be hacked simultaneously from one location in 90 seconds. And have been proven. The rest of the country has the bubble scantrons, which can be hacked as well and have been proven to be. And that's why they don't care. They are criminal. They worked hard to take over. They worked hard to militarize the police against us. There is no voting. And they can do whatever they want unless we stand up. Stay with me.
As a parent, your biggest fear is getting a phone call that your child has been attacked or worse. With your child going to college or moving out on their own, it's important to keep these safety tips in mind. Teach them to be aware of their surroundings. Walk on well-lit paths with friends or students. Secure the windows and doors of their dorm room or apartment. Know how to reach campus security. Always tell someone where they're going and when to expect their return. And always carry a self-defense device. This important message is brought to you by Pepperspray.com. Pepperspray.com features a full line of products for college students like pepper spray and mace, as well as window locks for dorm rooms or apartments, personal alarms, stun guns, and nighttime safety items. Enter school in the coupon code box and receive 10% off your order. Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com. Or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
I know for a fact that there is almost nowhere in this country where we still have free elections. I know for a fact it's been a Pentagon program. 13 years ago on air, I would talk about the electronic voting machines and how they were put into central tabulators and how defense contractors, sub companies were producing them. And how they had murdered investigators that were trying to expose it. And the public would laugh. Well, you're not laughing anymore, are you? Now is the time to admit the reality of how bad things are. Only by admitting just how serious our straits are. Can we turn this around? And I'm going to tell people that work for the government, FBI, CIA, police, bureaucrats, you're going to have it bad off under this New World Order. And even if you're immoral people, you should resist it and say no to it and speak out against it and leak information against it. Now, the majority of people aren't bad. They're just ignorant and slovenly and intellectually lazy and have been in denial. If you don't grow up and get your head out of the sand, you're going to get hurt real bad. We're already going to have a depression. There's pretty much nothing going to stop that now. We tried like the Dickens to turn it around. But this year, I went and I bullhorned with hundreds of other great patriots in Chantilly, Virginia, all being stalked and threatened by military intelligence, State Department protective detail, CIA, FBI, Mossad, you name it. We went and bullhorned from 200 feet away, world leaders as they met, and Richard N. Haass walked outside and gave me a, if looks could kill, I'd be lying on the floor, stare. And we didn't do that because we have a death wish. We did that because we needed to draw attention to who the real government is. And inside there, they were engineering the final pieces of this plan. And two Bilderberg group meetings before that, 2.5 years ago, we got the sources, we got the information from the inside, and we told you they were going to start this implosion through the subprime mortgage to blame it on the public. And exactly what we said happened. Now, when I tell you that they're putting poison in your water, and we have top guest on, top even sitting EPA, top toxicologist on, we're not lying, we're telling you the truth. When I tell you that thousands of different prepared foods at the store have melamine and other poisons in them, you better go look it up and find out it's true. I don't know what to do about it. I'm just telling you it's going on. And let me tell you, it's not an accident. They put it in there. When I tell you they've got a federal plan to put half the children in America from around 18% that are currently on it, on Prozac-type serotonin reuptake inhibitor, fluoride-based drugs, that's what they are, and amphetamine-type drugs, that's in the New Freedom Initiative, and that got leaked by people inside of it and made mainstream news 4 years ago, and they're now doing it. When I tell you that pedophile rings run the Congress, it's been documented, and we have documented it, to our peril. Now listen, corporations like to do hostile takeovers. The New World Order is a global holding company owned by the private central banks that are above what you think of as banking and finance. They put in control grids, camera systems, ID systems. They bragged about it. They commissioned MIT 30 years ago to develop the template that was picked up. Other major universities put in their own prospectus and plan. MIT's got picked up. They put in electronic voting machines, not just the Diebold systems that they all focus on, and they're stealing elections coast to coast. The polls always match. The exit polls always match. Now they don't. The fraud has come out. Hundreds of executives and programmers have gone public that it is a fraud. It's been proven to be a fraud in just 1,000 times 1,000. And they mean business. They have federalized and militarize the police. They have brainwashed them that we're the enemy and that it's for their safety to treat us like garbage. And if we even flinch when they say jump, if we ask how high, that is seen a reason to be tasered. Sunshine Project reported in 2000 that in every major city, there are helicopters waiting with spray tanks filled with opiate knockout gas. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, that's been declassified. I have it from sources right next to that. They've got VX nerve gas ready that is lethal. Now, if that's a good government, a government waiting with nerve gas to kill you and your family in every city, to kill every city, that's COG to the elite. We ask ourselves, how do we get around COG? How do we remove these criminals when they're ready to nerve gas every city? Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
High gasoline prices got you down? Is your vehicle not getting the mileage it used to? Poor quality gasoline and the addition of ethanol plugs your fuel injectors and slowly robs fuel economy. Mechanics charge up to $300 to clean your fuel system. Save your money. Add just one bottle of Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment to clean your fuel system to a like new condition in only one tankful, and improve your mileage for up to 6 months. Safe for all cars, Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner reduces emissions by up to 19%, and that's something we can all live with. Order Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner today for only $9.95 and receive Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment free. That's a $13.95 value. Protecta Engine Treatment also comes with a 200,000-mile limited warranty on your engine. Order now at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371.
What the winner doesn't know, the gambler understands. Whether you like it or not, we're all going to go through this. Sticking your head under the pillow isn't going to help you. International Crime Syndicate is coming straight on for humanity. They need world collapse to set up world government so they can dominate and control the future and carry out their eugenics programs unhindered. And that means killing us with controlled cancers and other bioweapons releases. So they cover up to the medical system through compartmentalization. That means intensified chemical and biological poisoning to the water supply. Continued intensified propaganda and mind-washing of the public. I know I have a pretty frightening view of reality, but my view is the accurate one. In fact, it's far worse than I can even describe to you properly. They are coming straight on for you. They're going to give us no quarter. You know what that means? They pulled a huge cutlass on us. They've thrown one down on the floor in front of us. And if we don't pick it up, they're still going to go ahead and hack us to pieces. So you might as well go ahead and fight in the information war. You know, some days I get up here on air and I talk about that case with the information clearinghouse fella. He and his wife in their house, men in suits come in and threaten to kill them if they don't shut up and stop publishing what they're doing. And, you know, on that day I say, well, if they didn't identify themselves, I just grab a butcher knife out of the cupboard and, you know, plunge it into one of them. Then on another day I get on air and I say, you know what, if the enemy walks up to me and wants to gun me down, I'll let them. And that shows the duality of the mind. But my point is that I'm not looking for a fight. I don't want to fight. And in a Gandhi-esque view, it exposes them. It makes them look bad. It exposes their tyranny to let them, in some cases, abuse us and go after us. But, you see, this isn't some British Empire in India, or this isn't a Hitlerian system in Russia when they were taking over there, where resistance was absolutely needed in every case. This is scientifically crafted, where every stage has been planned for. They intend to implode the economy by design. They intend to get everybody basically on welfare with a government ID card that has their cash creds on it. And then you'll have to, you know, have a government-certified job, even if it's in private industry, because those private companies will be federally funded. That's what this bailout's about. How many years have we told you? Get everybody in debt, implode the economy. When they finally fully devalue the currency, pump all its final value into their real assets to accelerate consolidation, and then shift the economy over into a new deal, but not a new deal building dams and electrical plants and roads and rest stops and city buildings and state buildings. No, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be spying, policing, checkpoints, prison guards, data scanning, analyzing data. That's what the colleges are turning out now, is data mining and spying on you and industry by law having to report on everybody. And web censorship and armies of people in there censoring the web. By controlling the economy, they can then make people come hat in hand to do almost anything just to get food, because now everything has been so centralized and most of the family farms and ranches have been shut down. Most people sold off most of their land. They might hold 20, 30, 40 of their original acres of huge farms they had previously in ranches, and then they work in town. And then as things implode, they won't even be able to be self-sufficient. And later in the next hour, I'm going to play part of Zeitgeist Addendum. I want to analyze it. I agree with some of it, disagree with a lot of it, because it's a lot of what I've discussed, but I want to look at the flaws in the kind of progressive liberal socialist view through the lens of technological development. So that's coming up later. The rest of this hour and a little bit of the next hour, Paul Watson is going to be joining us, and Ted Anderson in a few minutes. But let me just give you some of the financial news. Then I'm going to get into the nerve gas helicopters waiting for you and your family. I'm going to get into the neutron bombs waiting for you and your family. How the enemy plans to do this step by step, what they plan to carry out. And then the desperate chance we've got to defeat them, but only if you fully activate as info warriors, savagely spending at least 10 hours a day after your workday fighting the New World Order. It's simple. We can defeat the enemy. I've analyzed many weaknesses in their attack pattern, though it's the most vicious and wide-ranging and most well-thought-out ever seen, known as the scientific dictatorship by MIT, by the Pentagon, by the brains in London. Their attack profile is public. They have stated what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. We have ways to defeat them. But we have to act now in this phase. It will be near impossible 5 years into this. 5 years from now, if you haven't mobilized today, like your very life depends on it, there is no hope. And years from now, you will remember what I said here on air long after I'm off air. Because if this continues, I won't be on air. I would give it 12 months, maximum. This show will not be allowed to go out. If people don't get their heads screwed on straight, if all of you don't activate and get very aggressive and very vocal in the info war, it is going to break down into an ongoing civil war. The whole anti-Al-Qaeda, anti-system was set up for enemies over there that were manufactured, when it really is about attacking the American people. And they want us to fight. They want us to kill police and military. They want that further breakdown, and I'm going to explain that later. We have to stop it now. Now, the bankers own the banking system, and they're going to do what they're going to do with Congress. Congress was threatened with martial law last week if they didn't pass that. We're in martial law. When the White House threatens martial law, that is martial law. That's what PDD 51 is. And when Congress acquiesced to the terrorism, they signed the contract. But with a gun to their head, a literal gun to their head, they signed it saying, okay, you've got financial dictatorial power. Fox, guarding the hen house, ex-Goldman Sachs executive overseas bailout. We're going to go over that. Gold Rush is bullion, has a glitzy future. Daily Express, another report here from CNBC. Gold prices are double on paper market default. You may not care about paper market defaults, but you should. We'll tell you what that means. Bankers want world economic government to solve financial crisis they created. They're openly admitting they created it and that they want to have the consolidation. The Financial Times of London a year and a half ago said that in multiple stories, letting everybody know, don't worry, we're controlling this. Don't worry, it's going to... The International Bank of Settlements 2 years ago said that. They are engineering it. And in the high-level banking documents, some of which have been leaked, some of which are public, fragments of which have been reported on, they admit it. But that's not for general consumption. What we do is we bypass that and get into the white papers where they say they got nerve gas for you and your family. This evil government has got crews standing by to spray every city with opiate gases. That is declassified. Sunshine Project 2000, February 2000. Got those documents declassified. Can you imagine what is classified? Well, we know it's nerve gas. Now, if they spray a city, say, of a million, with opiate gases, only take about 20 helicopters and two runs. They say that within a few hours, more than 10% of the population will die. You'll fall, you'll hit your head, cars will wreck, there will be fires, the fire department won't be able to fight them. So you're talking about killing 100,000 people if they spray an entire city. And folks, don't think they won't. If they think we're about to overthrow the government, they are going to launch helicopters and they are going to spray our cities. You will see a helicopter coming down. You'll see fires in the distance, smoke. You'll see helicopters flying grid patterns. And if you don't have gas masks on your loved ones and on your family, of course, they'll be at school. And folks, you see, I'm not joking about this. Now, I'm not saying they'll use those, but that's how evil the people that have hijacked our government are. That it was declassified 8 years ago, they're ready to nerve gas us. Okay, I'm going to get into it later. And again, the big British Ministry of Defense report last year said governments will use neutron bombs on their own population if they try to overthrow them. You say have a march on Washington? You say have a march on London? A march on Berlin, throw the criminals out? They're not turning anything over. Now, sustained national strikes are ways to do it. But then again, they'll shut down the alternative media and then badmouth everybody and then let the public starve there. But that's better. Just saying no and walking away from things where the police and military have to come to their senses and then have an open discussion from the cities, taking over the broadcast systems with the federal government, with the criminals who have taken control of it, and saying, look, dismantle it. We want to have an open discussion instead of you lying. We want to have open discussions with you. We want to have, and then you might have an open debate about it. And then at least a stalemate. The best we can hope for with these people is stalemate. Do you understand? And of course, you're thinking, how would you ever get the yuppies in the public to figure that out? How will you get them to analyze and see the full attack profile and the full plan? If not, it's going to be the total takeover of the economy, an intensified police state, and then controlled eugenics extermination of the majority of us. One-child policies, total control. We either get this monkey off our back. Okay, look, I know Paul Watson's been holding for 15 minutes or 12 minutes. I wanted to bring him up because he's gone around trying to buy just a few gold coins because, you know, their banks aren't safe over there, and there's runs on those as well. And instead of reading the Daily Express, Gold Rush's bullion has a glitzy future. Investors worried about the state of the markets have started a gold rush buying into bullion stocks in unprecedented numbers, analysts said yesterday. And then it talks about huge lines of customers have been congregating outside the offices of ATS Bullion in London, and people pin their hopes on gold being the answer. And then it goes into Germany and Russia and everywhere else. The gold is sold out. Most of the gold shops in the U.S. have been sold out for weeks. I keep telling you this. Paul Watson, what are you seeing in England being there on the ground?
Hello, Alex. Good to be back. Yeah, basically, I've spent the last two afternoons desperately trying to buy gold coins, you know, just three or four gold coins. I tried ATS Bullion, which is in the Savoy Hotel in London, which you just mentioned. They physically don't have the people to answer the phone. There's people queuing up round the block, and they just don't answer the phone. They haven't for the past 2 days. Now, the second biggest gold dealer in Britain is based in Blackpool. Yesterday, I couldn't get through to them. Today, I finally managed to get through, and they had one-ounce gold coin. And this is the second biggest gold dealer in Britain. And they've got
just to keep their doors open, they're having to keep you happy as a customer by limiting days ago one coin per person. And the same thing in Germany and Russia. They are sold out. Meanwhile, they've still suppressed the price of gold. It's only gone up $100. It should have gone up thousands. Now, again, it shows the paper market is a fraud, Paul.
Exactly. And you know that the price of gold, the interbank lending rate of gold, which is currently, about 9.908 or something like that, that is being deliberately suppressed because it doesn't correlate with the reality of what people are prepared to pay for gold. You can go and look at auctions on eBay.com, which ended on Friday, the 3rd of October, when gold was at 834 an ounce. And people are bidding, in one case, for a one-ounce Krugerrand, 938. That was the final bid, which is a 12% premium over what the price was on Friday.
And a Krugerrand is as bullion as it gets because it has a pall over it because of apartheid, which is ridiculous. It's excellent gold.
Yeah, and it's difficult to get now. But 12% premium over the price of gold on Friday. And there was a silver bar, which ended up going for 74% over the price of an ounce of silver, also on Friday the 3rd of October. So that shows you that the demand for gold is so intense and the supply can't match it that people are prepared to pay over the odds, and the interbank lending rate doesn't correlate with reality.
All right, I want to shift gears back into gold in a minute, but you've written an article, Bankers Want World Economic Government to Solve Financial Crisis They Created. London Telegraph, Wall Street Journal, they're all saying world government run by the bankers that engineered this. We told people over a decade ago, and the trilateralists said in the 70s they were going to engineer this. We're seeing the master corporate takeover by design happen, and then you've got the British head of all this, who's a top Bilderberg member, Secretary Peter Mandelson. Tell folks about that.
Well, Mandelson, of course, was at his prominence when Blair first came into power. He's a key Bilderberg member. He's one of the upper echelon. And he's been brought back in right at this key time as the UK business secretary to oversee this centralization of power in the banking system. And we called it back in January 2006 when the United Nations called for a new organization to be set up worth $7 trillion to, quote, apply six specific financial tools which would, then they go on to make the case, basically solve the problems of the world.
So and how do the central banks say we're going to cure this? They say a new bubble that will be cap-and-trade taxes and flat-out carbon credit taxes paid directly to the private central banks. I mean, that is direct payment to the bankers. They are becoming government.
And this UN plan said it was an admission, quote, that the nation state is an old-fashioned concept that has no role to play in modern globalized world where financial markets have to be harnessed rather than simply condemned. So that was them, you know, nearly 3 years ago now, talking about the need for a new $7 trillion body.
So the very people that have engineered all this and now getting private banking power to the Treasury with the Fed, doing the same thing in England and the same thing in Europe, the banks are taking over, handing all the people's money over to themselves, and while their media they own tells us they're the good guys and bow down to them.
Exactly. And it was followed a month later in February 2006, which we also wrote about, when the scandal-ridden Bank for International Settlements, the BIS, which was involved in Nazi money laundering during World War II, also called for a centralized banking system and a global currency. And that was in February 2006.
Now, again, folks, you can go back to my films. You can go back to everything. We told you they would engineer a global financial meltdown by issuing too much liquidity and derivatives while they bought real assets, imploding it, and then offering a world banking government as the solution. And what happened? Exactly what we said. And what happened did we say months ago? We said they are manipulating the paper market in gold to keep it down, but physically it's running out, and now what happened? We know the enemy attack profile. Few others do. Now, instead of me saying this is the only place to get the information, and we're the only ones that know it, no, I'm freaked out by that. Tell everybody. Tell the other Patriot shows. Half of them don't even understand. I mean, this is so simple. You got to read the enemy documents. We're under attack. Paul Watson, stay with us from the UK.
Question. Is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question. Are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs?
Question.
Do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the new world order.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today. The enemy is making their move. Global corporate takeover. No more elections. Fraudulent machines in place. Documented completely. 100%. Militarized, brainwashed ogres on steroids in place. Nerve gas in place. Neutron weapons in place. Only a mass awakening can stop them, ladies and gentlemen. By studying the enemy's own documents, we understand their program. And we can defeat it now. But the gates are closing on humanity. Rush the gates. Open the gates. So the people can flee this matrix. Got to be done now. Let's go back to Paul Watson. Paul, I mean, I'm not tooting our horn. I'm totally upset about this. I'm sick in my stomach every day. But I also have a good feeling in my heart and soul and intellect knowing we're going to beat this in the end with God's help. The people are finally waking up. What is happening in England? I mean, I know there's more runs on banks, people freaking out, things plunging. The private Bank of England, the Rothschild Bank, is grabbing up everything, basically. What's happening?
What's happening is an exact mirror of what's happening in America. It's a globally coordinated putsch for a centralization of power into fewer hands. That's what it's always been about. They create the problem, and now they're going to arrive with the solution, which is more power for themselves.
For those that just joined us, American Eagle's gone. The Mint saying no more gold. We told you folks 2 weeks ago that it was just the Buffaloes, but our internal sources said they couldn't get gold. I want to bring Ted Anderson. We're going to keep you in the next hour, Paul, only about 20 minutes. Ted Anderson, again, we're not even going to pitch gold to you right now. We're going to do that later. But Ted literally has gold at the prices it was Monday. I guess that's just a day ago or so. He has it. He just told me to bring $100 under what it is. Not only does he have the gold and the silver, he has it $100 under what it currently is. You try to buy it other way. We are in the prime position here because we understand the enemy profile, ladies and gentlemen. We're always a step ahead because we've analyzed the enemy. But I want to get into this as a broker, Ted. 30 years in the business. And having the sources worldwide to do this, but you told me this morning, you said you may not have gold in a few days. It's never happened. It's running out, and I've got all these big mines saying they're at maximum production. Others have been shut down because of environmental rules. Ted, what is going on?
Well, that's exactly what's going on right now. I'm talking to my dealers across the world, and I do business all over the place. And everybody is talking about how hard it is to find gold, to find enough supply to fill the demand. I mean, I'm really, really lucky to be connected as well as I am because I have gold. But a lot of my people, I mean, I've had another competitor just the other day call me up and he says, "Where are you getting this stuff from? I don't have anything. How can I get something?" And that's their problem right now. It isn't the problem finding customers that want to buy it. I mean, everybody's got that right now. The biggest problem is having gold to sell. The Canadian.
Now, by the way, Ted, you could come out and say, $950, $1,000 an ounce right now. You could easily do that, but you're not. You're not doing that. Are giving people the deal you set and the gold you secured.
Yeah, it's more important that we get gold in people's hands right now than it is to try to make the big fat bucks right now. And that's what the Wall Street people were doing with this mortgage thing. It's not about raping and looting. I tell you, right now, people have to have gold in their hands. And when you're buying gold at this $900 level, what do we see? $920 so far today in gold spot. I mean, people need to have gold, and they need to have a lot of gold in their portfolios.
Only is almost everybody else sold out, period. Ted has it close to $100, I guess more than $100, less than it's currently trading for. Ladies and gentlemen, we're here covering history as it happens, and we happen to have been prepared for this. Are you going to be prepared?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.